Welcome to Monthly Movie Madness.
Madness, madness, madness.
That was spooky.
I know.
This is our lovely episode in which we talk about the movies that are coming out this month. Granted, it's late. So one of the movies we'll be talking about came out yesterday.
Yeah, but it probably only came out in limited theaters anyway, so.
I don't even know if it came out in America. But in any case, this is going to be very short, unlike other ones, because we don't have much to talk about. So, why don't we dive right in, Jen?
Sure. Yesterday, we had Magic to Win, which I believe is an Asian film of some sort. Chinese. Directed by Wilson Yip. I've never seen any of his movies, and it is about people with elemental powers. I'm hoping it's basically what Avatar The Last Airbender could have been, but wasn't.
I think it's going to be a little more comical, but
yes.
There isn't a lot of information. I had trouble finding it, and I stopped looking after about 2 minutes because I just didn't care. But there isn't much information. It's just like the video is just them with powers.
Them with ours. It's only coming out in Hong Kong anyway, so.
Oh, well then why did we put it on this
list? We're totally Eurocentric, and so whatever.
So
that came out yesterday, and yeah. Everybody should look for it when it comes out in bootleg DVDs in the United States.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 3 for maybe.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3 too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of whatever. Yeah. This is going to be a trend.
Yeah, it is, really.
Okay, so on December 16th, a film I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to, which is Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. It's the next film in the Robert Downey Jr., Jude Law version of Sherlock Holmes. And okay.
Yeah, the only reason I'm even remotely excited about this is the fact that it has Noomi Rapace from A Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, who is an amazing actress. And the guy playing Moriarty, I forget his name right now, but he's likewise totally awesome. So
there are
otherwise,
moments that looked interesting. I mean, they
yeah,
used a lot
I mean,
of artillery, which is kind of cool. There's explosions.
Right. It's going to be one of those fun holiday action films. It'll be probably almost exactly like the last Sherlock Holmes, which, to be honest, isn't very Sherlock Holmesian, but it is fun. So
I didn't even find it that interesting.
Them.
I kind of felt gross while watching it.
That was a fun movie.
I didn't find it entertaining. I don't know why. I watched it and I just kind of came out of it going, I feel dirty.
Oh well,
like
I'm
not
sorry.
In like a good dirty way. Like I enjoyed myself dirty. More just kind of like I feel like I just slept in an alley.
Yeah.
And got accosted by a creepy guy in a monkey suit.
Well, that does sound like the first Sherlock Holmes film.
Yeah, I don't know. I just didn't. Maybe it's just maybe I watched it and I was slightly high. I don't know.
Yeah, because you do that a lot. So, what are you giving this one?
It's a 3. I'm kind of. I'm honestly not going to see it in theaters, and I don't know when I'm going to watch it.
I am also giving it a 3. My children, my husband, are probably more interested than I am, but even they are probably at not much more than a 3. Because it's just. I like a very different type of Sherlock Holmes.
You need to see the new BBC version.
That is my version of Sherlock Holmes. Exactly.
Right.
That is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And
they set it in modern times, and it's really good.
And it's still Sherlock Holmes. So
I showed the first episode in my class on logic.
That's totally awesome of you.
And they quite enjoyed it. Well, they mostly enjoyed it. Some of them don't have any taste in film, but.
Well, obviously. But anyway, so
So the next one coming out December 16th is Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. Which at least they brought back the, whatever his name is.
The guy from that show that I don't watch.
Name is Earl, yeah.
My name is Earl, yeah. I forget his name. I do like him. He is moderately amusing, but otherwise.
Yeah, and at least he's back. So it's not like they didn't do like what they did with The Mask where they had Jamie Kennedy and. And the Son of the Mask, or whatever that bullcrap was. I mean, I just kind of, I saw the first one. I thought it was amusing. But then I'm just looking at this, and I'm just going, I actually really don't like the chipmunks singing, like, modern booty songs. There's just something about that that feels wrong to me.
Yeah. I see your point, but.
Is it
Probably
just
because
seem...
we're. Did you watch the cartoon as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's probably why. They didn't really do a lot of modern, like, pop or
Well,
anything
that's
in it.
because it was from the old days.
Well, no, they didn't do the modern to the day
Oh, that, well, I mean, that's kind of true.
music
I
because it
just.
was all. I don't know if it was all original or they just did classics. My memory of it, though, was that it wasn't the popular songs.
No, they really didn't. They sang a lot of Christmas songs and sort of
Right.
like well-known common songs. And I kind of would like if they would do just
Yeah,
kind of
but
maybe common, like really good songs that everybody knows, but that aren't like I just there's
sadly,
it's like
they're
booty
trying
music.
to market this to people
To
who
children?
listen
How many
to
9-year-olds do you know listen to booty music?
Lady Gaga.
Who's booty music? Is that booty music? I thought
Occasionally.
she's just repetitive electro.
Not really.
Who just like dresses in weird like meat suits and crap.
I'd be careful about dissing Lady Gaga. I'm just saying.
I mean, she's amusing, but well, you know,
Her army will come out and murder you.
whatever. Anyway, can we move on? Because that's a two for me. It's probably
Yeah, it's a
pretty
two
awful.
for me too.
Yeah.
So, all
Okay.
right.
December 21st,
December 21st, we have The Adventures of Tintin, which is a CGI animated film directed by Steven Spielberg, produced by Peter Jackson. I do not know who the voice cast is, but I assume it's a pretty well-known voice cast as well. I've seen the previews in the theater, and it looks gorgeous. I'm not a Tintin fan necessarily, but this is an intriguing, beautiful film. So, and it's directed by one of the greats.
I should let you know who's in this, by the way.
Yes.
Daniel Craig,
There you go.
Jamie Pell, or Bell, Jamie Bell,
Right.
Simon Pegg.
See, and anything Simon Pegg is in,
It gets better.
I'm good with that.
It gets
Yes.
better. Andy Serkis,
Very nice.
Carrie Ulwes,
I don't know who that is.
Princess
Oh,
Bride?
Carrie Elwes. Oh, okay.
Yes!
Sorry, you pronounced it oddly.
Yes! Nick
Gotcha.
Frost.
Nice.
And there's a bunch of other people I don't know, but Toby
What?
Jones, who I should know, but I don't.
Still, good voice cast, so
Yeah,
I'm
I think
just
I do
excited.
know Toby Jones. Is he that weird guy? Oh, I like him.
This is the only film I'm giving a four.
Yeah, I'm really hesitant about giving it a five, only because I really don't like CGI that like tries to look realistic.
Yeah, but we've got a nice trend, tradition that's been kind of established with Christmas films of this style. So I think I'm okay with it these
Okay.
days.
Okay.
I'm normally not a big fan. I prefer it to look more cartoony, but it has its cartoony elements in this too. So
I
I'm.
just kind of thought that Spielberg, he was going to be, I knew he was going to be involved in Tintin. I thought that he was going to do a live action, like
That would have been
Indiana Jones
epic.
kind of thing. Because he's like an
Epic.
Indiana Jones,
Yeah, he
but a
is.
kid version who carries a gun, which is awesome. So.
Right. I tend to agree, but it still looks like a great film, so I'm
So,
definitely a four.
four star.
And then on December 21st as well, we have the newest Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, which looks just as stupid as the last three Mission Impossibles.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. Like, the Kremlin
Yeah,
gets
it's just
blown
not
up and they get
that
blamed for it and they can't go back home and so they
different.
go to.
People are out to kill them, and then they figure out a way to not get killed anymore, to clear their name, yada, 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 blah, blah. And it's Tom Cruise. I don't like him anymore. So the
Because it
only
became crazy.
reason that this looks even halfway decent is, again, Simon Pegg and Jeremy Renner, who I
Yeah,
love.
I do like Jeremy
So
Renner. Yeah.
if they would just get rid of Tom Cruise and put Jeremy Renner as the main character, I'd be all
Ooh.
over that. That
I would
sounds
watch that.
intriguing, right?
Yeah.
But otherwise, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a torture cinema. It's probably gonna be dumb.
No,
Two.
I mean, I'm giving it a three. I mean, it doesn't look horrible.
Oh no, it's gonna suck.
Well, yeah.
It's gonna be a 2-hour Scientology screed. Hidden in dialogue.
Better not
That's
be.
it's probably in
I'm
his
giving it a
contract now.
three for Simon Pegg and Jeremy Renner, and that's
What
all
if
there is to
you found out they're Scientologists?
Then I might have to boycott the movie.
Okay, the last
Just kidding.
film.
People can believe whatever they want to believe as long as they're not trying to convert me.
Well, anyway, can we move on?
Yes, we can.
Okay, last one is called The Darkest Hour. It's got Emile Hirsch in it and some other people. I don't really know who they are. And I hadn't heard of it. It's a disaster film. involving some sort of alien species that comes, but you can't see them, and they're somehow attracted to electricity. So they came to the Earth to basically steal our energy.
Yeah, and then destroy all life on the planet. I'm not sure why they need to destroy all life after taking the energy. But I hadn't heard about this one either, but it looks like a good disaster movie.
Maybe I'm kind of...
Or potentially. Okay. When I say good disaster movie, I mean more...
Better than
2012. A good disaster, but the movie part actually kind of reminds me of Jumper. Not called Jumper, called something else. What was the movie with Darth Vader?
That's real specific. It's called Jumper.
It is called Jumper, isn't it?
The hell are you talking about?
It's called Jumper?
Yes.
Okay, that movie. It looks about the quality of that film, which was not very high quality, in terms of acting ability and general plotline and ridiculousness. However, I am intrigued by the aliens, so...
Yeah, I just don't have any faith in alien disaster movies anymore.
I don't either, especially after watching the last one I watched, which was horrible. The one that got all the play, like, for the viral marketing.
Skyline? Or the other one? The one that we were excited about because he torrented it or something.
Skyline. I think it's Skyline? Is that it?
Skyline wasn't the one that got all of the indie stuff. That was a different movie. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Whatever.
Skyline's
movie
the blockbuster version of the movie, the other one we were interested in. Skyline turned out to be an abject failure because it was stupid.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. And it was horrible. Horrible. Yeah. But so I'm giving it a 3 because
me too.
I'm up for most disaster movies. I'm intrigued by a disaster movie that's coming out on Christmas. Hilarious. Yeah. I wish it was more Christmas themed though, because then that would be really funny.
Yeah, there were no Christmas themed movies coming out this month that were genre ish.
No, I'm sure there's lots of Christmas movies, just no genre Christmas.
Well, there weren't any on the list that I looked at. There are a buttload of stuff that's shown up on TV, but that doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
Anyway, so that's it for us. If you want to let us know what you think, you can just come in on the little blog posty thing. I'm a little bit tired, so I may sound like I'm dying right now.
That's okay. These movies are all boring. I mean, there's a reason the highest we gave was a 4.
Yeah, there wasn't much that made us want to rip our clothes off and dress up like characters.
Squee or anything. No, it just is kind of like a month for science fiction and fantasy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, hopefully January will be slightly better, although I don't hold out much hope for that, because most science fiction and fantasy tends to come out during the summer.
Isn't John Carter coming out next month?
Is it January? Okay, there is a squee month.
I don't know if that's next month. I'm making that up. But
I don't
hope.
Know when it's coming out. Yes, we can. Anyway.
Okay. Anywho, that's it. So we will see you all on Monday with our next episode with Josel Vanderhoeft. Vanderhoeft? Mm-hmm. Vanderhoeft.
Great discussion on LGBT genre fiction.
Yeah, it should be fantastic.
Yeah. Love you all.
Bye.
Bye.